From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Governor Kathy Hochul on August 8th signed legislation sponsored by State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, to help low to moderate income seniors cover the cost of emergency home repairs through the Residential Emergency Services to offer home repairs to the elderly, or the Restore Program. Two companion bills were also signed to expand property tax relief for seniors and first-time home buyers. The Restore Program is available statewide. It helps seniors remain living independently and safely in their homes by funding needed structural, electrical, plumbing, and heating repairs, accessibility modifications, and appliance replacements. Hinchey's bill, supported by the Rural Housing Coalition, improves the Restore Program by increasing the maximum cost allowed per project to $20,000 and extending the construction deadline for projects to 60 days. The other pieces of the legislation signed by the governor this week include bills to expand tax relief for New York homeowners. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting for the Times Union that a man fell to his death in Durham after being pulled over by a state trooper late on August 8th. Christopher Stanton, 40, a resident of Hunter, was found lying at the bottom of a ravine after running from the traffic stop. Stanton was operating his pickup when a trooper pulled him over at the intersection of County Route 67 and O'Hara Road in Durham just after 11:30 p.m. for a vehicle and traffic violation, according to state police. Stanton ran from his vehicle into the woods on the west side of the road. The trooper followed and eventually found Stanton at the bottom of a steep rock embankment. State police spokesperson Trooper Stephen Neville said the chase was, and I quote, very brief. Stanton ran into the wood line, and that was it, end quote. The trooper heard moaning and was able to locate the man. Stanton was conscious after the fall during his rescue, talking to troopers and EMS personnel, according to Neville. The trooper administered first aid until Greensville EMS, Greene County paramedics, and the sheriff's office arrived and transported him to Albany Medical Center via helicopter, where he was pronounced dead from his injuries. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is continuing its investigation into an alum spill on August 7th at the Catskill Village Water Treatment Facility in Cooksackie. The spill resulted in a fish kill in the nearby Potick Creek. According to the DEC, approximately 1,500 gallons of aluminum salt, or alum, leaked from a broken pipe. That leak has since been repaired. DEC fisheries employees were at the creek August 8th, removing fish and assessing the situation. The agency said the flow from the creek is at a trickle and the sediment left by the alum has not moved. Potick Creek is not a public drinking water source, and the DEC emphasized there is no public health threat from the spill. The DEC stated, and I quote, the facility is currently cleaning up impacted water from its settling ponds and lagoons to ensure that it is not discharged and there are no further impacts to the creek. In the meantime, alum does not bioaccumulate, so other wildlife that may feed on the dead fish are not impacted, end quote. The DEC investigation is ongoing. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.